to see him. So he got in front of the monkeys and he said, God loves you. He created you, which is true. But then he started to preach like Billy Graham and was giving his message how Jesus died for the sins of the world and he loves you and he preaching the cross and the resurrection. And so he obeyed the Lord and he thought he was done. So he started to proceed again and walk. And the Lord spoke to him and he said, you forgot something. You forgot to give an invitation. He said, I'm not giving an invitation to monkeys. Give an invitation. So he got in front of the monkeys again. And again, he's just doing this out of sheer obedience. And he acts like Billy Graham. If God has convicted you of this word and this message, I want wherever you are, I want you to come down to the front and line up in front of me and give your hearts to Jesus Christ. And of course, the monkeys didn't move. They didn't do a thing. But there were around a dozen women that saw this strange man walking down the jungles and they hid in the bushes and they heard the whole gospel. And when he gave an invitation, they came out of the bushes and they gave their hearts to Jesus Christ. Come on. We got to preach the gospel of the kingdom. And it doesn't mean that you have to be the one to reap necessarily, but you know, we have to be obedient to sharing good news. And we could do it in very, you know, I'm not talking about pushing down people's throat. I define evangelism as overflow. You're so full of God. You know, I mean, it's natural. Bill was saying when the supernatural becomes your culture, then praying for the sick and seeing healing, it just becomes part of life. And that's the way God wants with evangelism. He wants you to be so full of the Holy Spirit because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so, you know, you're responsible to share the gospel and some water, but God brings the increase. And I was sharing this on television. I was being interviewed on this national Canadian television, It's Your Day, with this beautiful couple, Bob and Audrey, and I had to fly into Winnipeg. But I had this very unusual divine appointment, and this took place in March of this year. I was flying to Winnipeg, and I had to go from LA to Chicago to Winnipeg, and I was sitting on the small commuter plane with this young man, and we struck up a conversation. He was around 31 years old, and I said, I said, do you live in Winnipeg, or are you from the United States and going to Winnipeg for business? And he said, oh, no, I live in Winnipeg. In fact, this is the first time I've ever been outside of Winnipeg. I said, really? Well, how did you enjoy the United States, and what did you do in the States? Did you go for business? He said, no. I saved up all my money to attend the Worldwide Wrestling Federation in Phoenix, Arizona. I said, really? Tell me about it. He said, it's amazing. And he was going into, there were 90,000 in the stadium. I tell you, there's a following for those who are into fake wrestling. I don't know what you call it, but it's all choreographed. But anyway, but he says, it's like a conference. You go to exhibits and you meet the wrestlers, you get their autograph, and they have seminars. And, you know, it's just amazing. It's like a conference, a week-long thing. And he saved up all his money. And this was his life dream to go to the Worldwide Wrestling Federation match. And I'm saying to him,